highlight for The Golden Dawn. The items in this case relate to Yeats's interest in the occult and to his membership of the Hermetic Society of the Golden Dawn, a hierarchical secret society which Yeats joined in 1890. The Golden Dawn was founded 2 years previous to this in 1888 and was dedicated to the study of ritual magic and Rosicrucianism, a 17th century movement based on Christianity. The Golden Dawn offered its members instruction in complex doctrines and symbolism, owing something to Masonic traditions. Yeats was a dedicated member of the order, undertaking study and examinations to progress from the outer order to the inner order in 1893. A highlight of the Yeats collection relating to this period is the notebook visible at the center of this case, open to a page depicting an angelic figure. This notebook was kept by Yeats during his membership of the Inner Order between 1893 and 1912. Yeats copied the page displayed here from a document by MacGregor Mathers, one of the founders of the Golden Dawn. In the Order's belief system, the green-robed angel is what is called a talismanic image, which would have been used for visualizing non-physical entities for magical purposes. Having previously studied at the Metropolitan College of Art in Dublin, Yeats used his artistic training to give a convincing representation of Mather's instructions here. The Yeats collection illustrates the importance of Yeats's interest in the occult in the development of his writing, particularly in relation to symbolism used in his poetry. Indeed, in a personal correspondence, Yeats would assert that the mystical life is at the center of all that I do and all that I think and all that I write. Follow the directional arrows to the next numbered case to learn about another member of the Golden Dawn.